Hey, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft, and today Laura Rebelke and I are going to talk about visualizing information with Excel 2013 and Power Map, and I'll let Laura take it from here. Laura, you've got it.
Hi, thanks, Mike. So we're going to show you some visualizations of the history of above-ground nuclear explosions over time. And what we're going to do is use Power Map to visualize a number of different views of this data. And again, this is focusing on the above-ground nuclear explosions. This is data that we had available to us from a website, johnsonarchive.net. And it represents about 1945 through 1980 when we started doing different tests. But the first visualization is a count of the number of tests by location by nation. So the U.S. is green, Russia's red, China's orange, France is blue, and then South Africa is purple, and the U.K. is yellow. The next view of this data is the size of the blast by location, by nation. So you can see the different larger bubbles representing the larger blast sizes across all over the world. This next view is representing the first test conducted by each of the nations and its location. So you'll see their flag pop up as the test is conducted. We're going to drill into each of the different nations and have a look at the different kinds of tests that they conducted, starting with the U.S., who did above-ground nuclear testing from 1945 to 1963, at which time they signed a limited test ban treaty and ceased doing above-ground testing. So the first test was Trinity, which was in New Mexico, and then we moved a lot of our tests over to Nevada, including a deep underwater test just off of the coast in the Pacific Ocean. But at some point, we decided maybe we should move tests over to the Pacific Ocean because, you know, why not? And did a lot of different tests. The interesting tests started to occur when we were testing what you see represented in red, which is a rocket launch of a rocket and then dropping a nuclear device from the rocket. And we did that as well over in the Atlantic Ocean with a series of tests that were codenamed Argus, where they detonated as high as 794 kilometers. The next nation we're going to look at will be Russia, and Russia began their tests in 1949, also going through 1963 when they also signed the Limited Test Ban Treaty. So their first test you're going to see represented with the flag, and you'll see a number of other different tests conducted with the test types, a lot of atmospheric tests, including, as you see in red, the rocket launch tests. Tsar Bomba was the largest nuclear weapon test ever in October of 1961, and it was I think it was 1,300 times the combined impact of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, so it was a very large detonation. The UK started doing their tests in about 1952, and they tested in Australia as well as the Pacific Ocean. So their first test in October of 1952 was called Operation Hurricane, and then they did a number of other tests in Australia, and you see the different types of tests, a lot of atmospheric airdrops and other atmospheric types of tests, before they also decided, well, you know, let's move over to the Pacific Ocean off the Christmas Island in Kiribati, and did a number of balloon drops and airdrop tests in off the those islands. The next country or nation to get involved was France. France did not do any testing within their own homeland. They did their initial testing. The first four tests were done in the Sahara Desert in Algeria, which you see represented with this view with the different types of tests that they conducted. Again, all atmospheric type tests. They also decided, well, we're going to also do our tests in the Pacific Ocean. So they moved off of the French Polynesian Islands, where they conducted some balloon tests and the airdrops, as well as an atmospheric barge at the water surface type test. China started testing a little bit later. They were in 1964, but they tested much later than the other nations through 1980. They were not part of the limited test ban treaty, so they continued to do above ground testing later. The Vela incident is named after the Vela Hotel satellite, and the satellite detected this double flash off of Prince Edward Islands, which is often indicative of a nuclear explosion. It's never been officially confirmed that it was South Africa, but a lot of the research that I did indicated that it was probably a South Africa test. And that concludes our view of the different types of nuclear above ground nuclear tests that were conducted from 1945 through 1980. Thanks.
Thanks, Laura. And I think this underscores the importance of these tools in Excel with PowerMap specifically, in the sense that the data really tells a story once it's visualized. And as you heard Laura explain all the nuances of the data that she had, all that information that she has now came from investigating kind of different anomalies in the data. As she saw different things stand out, then she would research it. And it really tells a story, no matter if it's nuclear data, if it's data related to business, personal, et cetera, et cetera. So hopefully you've enjoyed the session, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.